Back on downtown Friday afternoon, it's time for Shut Up and Eat. We turn to Joe Riccio from Food Coma, who is living the life tonight as he gets ready for a Food Coma dinner. Sounds like you're in some pretty sweet digs there, Joe.
I am. I am in a kind of a palatial estate, if you will, that makes me realize how little I have. Isn't that really all what it's all about, you know?
But think about how little you have to take care of, and that's a bonus.
That's true. I'm looking around this place. I'm like, yeah, this is a full-time operation. There is a full-on basketball court here.
That's crazy. See, if you had a place that big, you would need people to take care of the upkeep. You don't want that.
I mean, I need people to take care of my three-bedroom apartment. So, I can imagine I'd need probably a staff of about 20 if I had a place. So.
What's on the menu tonight?
We are doing, let's see, we have the our legendary scallop hamayaki. So, a few scallops over sushi rice with a little kewpie mayo, broiled eel sauce, truffle oil, chili. We're doing, I got a roasted butternut squash soup. I roasted squash with like sage and sesame oil, and we're garnishing that with like creme fraiche and nutmeg. We have Kriston Hand from Bresto, so we're like a winter salad with pickled vegetables. We have Roman style gnocchi with taleggio and mushrooms. I made some red wine braised beef short ribs, doing mashed potatoes, and then we have our crazy baked Alaska ice cream cake, a bunch of other goodies for dessert. So it is. We are not messing around. We'll put it that way.
Boy, that sounds good. Well, we're not going to talk about anything that fancy. We're talking about your basic burger this afternoon. Let's talk burgers, Joe.
Yeah, let's get at it.
Where to begin? Do we start with restaurant burgers, home burgers, fast food? Where do we begin?
I don't know. I got to start with fast food because I feel like most people's first burger was a fast food burger, right?
I think for a lot of people, sure.
I mean, that's like, and I feel like a lot of times when you're doing, especially even nowadays with like restaurant burgers, like they're always sort of chasing that nostalgia. It's like they're always trying to make it taste like a Big Mac more commonly, or a Whopper. You know, it's like every time you have a breakfast sandwich, you're kind of secretly comparing it in your head to an Egg McMuffin, you know.
Well, who comes close? Anybody out there bring back that nostalgia?
I mean, you know me. I mean, McDonald's is my, that's my go-to. You know, like, I love McDonald's burgers. And it's like, yeah, I love In-N-Out Burger, and I love things like Five Guys and Smash Burger and all those kind of newer chains. But really, it's like at the heart of it, like, I just love a Big Mac or a quarter pounder with cheese with Big Mac sauce on it. You know, I mean, it's just something about that. And I think, and it's funny because I think the trend now with burgers, you've seen obviously the Smash Burger trend, which is everywhere to the point where it's annoying, like any food trend. But at the same time, I get it. And all you're doing is making a fast food patty. You're just making a little ball and pressing it down on the griddle. And you're doing it for 1 minute on the one side. You flip it, season it while it's flipping, toss the cheese on it. You know, so it's like this perfect, well-done yet soft and velvety burger that goes well on pretty much anything. And like I said, I'm not mad so much at the Smash Burger trend. I get mad at food trends in general. But yeah, I mean, I think that's like the nucleus for me as far as what I think of when I'm having a burger craving.
Yeah. And for me, if you're going to go fast food, if I'm going to a McDonald's, I don't do it much, but if I do a cheeseburger, and I like the cheeseburger, okay, but it's not going to cut it because it's not enough meat to make it worth my time and effort. So yeah, I got to go with a Big Mac or a quarter pounder to get that full meal deal.
Yeah, and it's like, but it's, I mean, those, there's, you know, there's all the other parts of it are important, you know, like all the elements of those burgers. I think American cheese is the perfect burger cheese. I don't care what anybody says. Some people like to go a little higher end. And, you know, those things can be good. Blue cheese can be good on a burger. I mean, if you want to use a high end cheddar on a burger, I don't know. But American cheese, as far as like the meltiness.
Right.
It's just ideal, and I like it when you do it yourself on the griddle and gets a little, like, burnt around the edges, you know? Like, I love that. on the char of the burger. But, yeah, I mean, so, yeah, there's fast food burgers, and there's lots of different categories of that, because you've got your flame-broiled Whopper. I think it's fine. I think they put too many vegetables on it for me. I think it makes the burger cold, because they put, like, so much raw onion and lettuce and tomato on it.
Yeah, I would agree on that. I'm not a big fan, but I do like every once in a while a Wendy's does a decent burger.
Wendy's is funny because sometimes you go to Wendy's and you get a double and it's like this fresh burger and it's delicious. And then sometimes you get that old school square burger patty and it's kind of disappointing. I don't know. It's weird. The variation between Wendy's, I don't know why that is, because it's just bizarre to me, but they do have Frosties, though, so any place you can justify having ice cream as a drink. I mean, you can't really go wrong with that.
No, no.
I've never really been a big, and of course, probably because I didn't grow up with them, but I've never really understood the obsession people have with White Castle.
No, I haven't either. I've had them a couple times and have been unimpressed every time. Now, I'm told, I've never tried them, that the ones that you can microwave are actually not too bad, but I didn't like the ones that were supposedly fresh.
Yeah, like, I mean, the microwave ones taste the same because it's a steamed, like, bun and everything, and, I don't know, it's a soggy burger just like the White Castle burger is. I mean, it's even if you look at how it's made, it's like a, they, like, puncture the patty, cook it over onions. It's all basically cooked with steam, you know, like, which, I don't know. My burger has to have a toasted bun. Like, I gotta have a toasted bun. I gotta have, I like a potato roll on my burger, toasted with butter. I need some kind of mayo, whether it's Mac sauce or QB mayo or any kind of mayo element with, you know, the ketchup and some kind of tangy mustard. I'm not a huge fan of relish on burgers unless we're talking about Roy's in Auburn or Harmon's in Falmouth, where they do a sweet pepper relish, which I can get into. But, you know, again, these are all like your fast food style burgers. And I think that most people can generally agree. Even your vegans out there, that's why all those things like the Impossible Burger and everything came to prevalence, because they missed that style of burger, right?
Right. No, I agree with that. Now, I was on the road this fall out in, I think, North Dakota. And, of course, this has been around for a while, but their big thing on the menu out there was the Juicy Lucy.
Now, what is that? See, I've never heard of that.
That's where you you roll up your meat in a ball, and you put some cheese in the middle, and you cook it with the cheese inside, so when you bite into it, that hot, molten cheese scalds the roof of your mouth like a cheesy Hot Pocket.
I mean, it's kind of like one of those things like stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm like, why? There's already cheese on the pizza. There's already cheese on the burger. Like, I don't understand why you have to have cheese in the middle of the patty. You know, I don't really understand that.
Yeah, but I didn't get that one. Now, I know a lot of places do this. Do you want an egg on your burger?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Like, egg, especially if it's a nice running egg yolk. I mean, it makes it a little messier. But, I mean, egg yolk makes everything better. So, yeah, I'll generally take it. You know what I like to do, actually? One of my favorite moves of all time was going to a place. I love veggie burgers, and I'm not talking about, like, Impossible Burgers. I'm talking about, like, a veggie burger.
Oh, I agree. I love those.
Yeah. I love getting a veggie burger with, like, bacon and an egg on it. Like, just doing the full-on, being like, I'm not getting this because it's vegetarian. Like, I just like veggie burgers, and I want meat all over it, and I want an egg on it. And that's the move that I go with. There's actually a place in Boston called J.M. Curly's I used to go to when I lived there, where I would actually get one veggie patty, one beef patty, and a fried egg.
Mm.
And, I don't know. Like, veggie patties are delicious. They're their own thing. You know, like, it's almost like by calling them a veggie burger, I feel like gives them, it's almost like when you call the Instant Pot is actually a great pressure cooker, but calling it Instant Pot makes it sound cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, to me, and it depends. And there are different types. I've gone to some places that do essentially it's a mushroom burger that's pretty good.
Like a portobello deal.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and others that make their veggie burger, I've had a couple, one locally, I think, that's made with black beans that is very good.
I think it's a blue mango burger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Or the Boca burger. Yeah. They're usually made with, like, I believe chickpeas or black beans. And they're just, I don't know, sweet potato, like, they're just really good. I mean, they're, like I said, they're their own thing. and I love them. But so that, of course, you know, so there's those kind of things. And then we get to, like, sort of the, well, the restaurant burger used to be, now it's the smash burger, like, because it's trendy. So most restaurants do a version of the smash burger. But the restaurant burger used to be a thick patty, where a lot of times the biggest faux pas they would do is they'd use, like, really good, like, grass-fed beef that was too lean.
And then it gets dry, right?
And it gets dry, or the ridiculousness of, like, a Kobe beef patty. You're like, this is stupid. Like, it doesn't matter with ground beef whether it's Kobe or not, or Wagyu, or whatever you want to, you know, whatever you want to call it. But there's a strategy in that, like, because there is a good restaurant burger. It's all about, you know, getting that perfect pink and also having a proper bun set up, because a lot of times those big patties will make the bun disintegrate.
Right. You got to have that structural integrity.
Especially if you go medium rare on them, you know, the next thing you know, you're dealing with crumbles and, like, and they don't season the patty properly and the bun's falling apart. Next thing you know, you're using a fork and knife and you're like, now I feel like I'm eating Salisbury steak.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for my money here in Bangor, and you can let me know what best places in Southern Maine, but I think the best burger around here for some time has been the burger at Nocturnum Draft House.
Yeah, well, I have never had the burger there, but I've heard great things about it. What is it that you love about it?
It's well-cooked. It's a good-sized piece of meat, but they keep it fairly simple. It doesn't have a lot of accoutrements, and it's got a, I can't recall what type of bun it is, but it's, you know, it's perfect. It's just enough, but it's not the star of the show. It's the meat that's leading the whole package there. And it's just, it's put together well. You can get your mouth around it, you know. You don't have to use a knife to attack it from the side. And it's yep. got everything you want in a great restaurant burger.
Ooh, that sounds perfect. You know, I'd say my favorite restaurant burger is actually at Wayside Tavern in Portland. You only get it on Sunday and Monday. On Sunday, it's $20, and on Monday, it's $10. And it's a smash burger, so whatever. I know what I just said, but it is. And so they do a potato roll toasted, and they do the smash patties. And then the guy, Mike, the chef, actually takes fontina cheese, and he processes it himself, so it's like American cheese. Like, he does this whole thing with it, so it becomes, like, melty like American cheese, but it's fontina. And then they do caramelized onions and mushrooms and, like, a Dijonnaise with lettuce, like I said, on a toasted potato bun. And it is maybe the best burger I've ever had in my life.
Mm.
It's absolutely phenomenal. And the thing is, it's the key is, like, it's funny because it contradicts everything I just said about burgers. Like, American cheese is best. Like, smash burgers are trendy and they're kind of boring. Like it's just, I don't know. There's something about it that's just absolutely magical. That I can't get away from, and, like, I don't know. It's all I think about when I'm not just going to get, like, a drive-thru burger. When I make a burger at home, I like to make my own mac sauce, which usually is best to make a day in advance. You know, it's got, like, the chopped onion, a little dill pickle, relish, a little bit of white vinegar, mayo, French dressing, a little sugar. And it's all about just about, like, toasting that bun with enough butter and, like, using enough cheese and cooking those patties.
And what's your fat ratio in your preferred burger?
Oh, definitely either 73 or 80, you know, 80-20 or 73-27 or whatever. You know, like, whatever's the fattiest meat you can get.
Yep.
That's my ratio on any ground beef thing that I do with anything. I don't like lean ground beef. I've never really seen the point to it at all.
No, it's like light beer. No, thank you.
Well, even light beer, at least it's like maybe you're not trying to get that drunk. And it, you know, on a hot day, it's cold. But like lean ground beef itself, I get. But lean ground beef, I'm like, there's nothing you do with ground beef that I would ever want it to be lean. I'd rather have ground turkey or something than like lean ground beef. I'm all set.
All right. And if you're making it home, medium rare?
You know, I love my steak rare, medium rare, but I like my burgers medium.
Me too.
Yeah, because it's like, when you get medium rare, a lot of times you're getting a lot of blood and it's like going to soak through. It's going to make that burger a little messier than you actually want it. especially if you have a lot of toppings on it that you're really trying to emphasize. I mean, if you're just having a straight up cheeseburger, like just cheese bun burger, like sure, medium rare all day, you know, little mayo on there, good to go. But if you're doing like mushrooms and onions, maybe a little lettuce, and you know, it's good to give. I like a little firmness to the patty, not medium well, not well done, but yeah, I think medium on a burger, and I think obviously rare, medium rare on a steak, or I'll eat a steak raw, you know.
Now, do you do anything? I know some people like to take the little thumb, make a little thumb hole in the middle of the burger that helps it get cook all the way through and evenly.
Well, sometimes I'll make a thumb hole in a burger and put a little butter in it.
Oh.
And then wrap the burger around that, and then flatten that back into a patty.
Nice.
So then while you're cooking it, that butter's cooking it from the inside.
Oh, I like that.
But I've never heard of the little making a divot in a burger. I don't know. Like I said, I usually will make a thin patty at home anyway. Unless you're going for that like backyard barbecue kind of burger, in which case I do like the pat of butter stuffed in the middle. Because why not? I mean, why wouldn't you want butter
right
in the middle of your burger?
And then you got your American cheese, your mac sauce.
Oh,
anything
yeah
beyond that?
I like my mushrooms and onions caramelized. I don't like them raw on there. I'm not a tomato and a burger guy. I'm kind of picky about tomatoes in general anyway. I think they make them a little mushy, a little messy. I will do a little bit of lettuce, but a good, like I said, mac sauce, a solid Dijonnaise, hot sauce, salsa verde. I mean, you know, as long as it has some sort of mayo-y, mustardy element, it's got the right cheese, and it has you have to toast that bun in butter. Like, you have to do it. Even if you're making little, sliders were popular for a while, and the term kind of annoys me, but hey, who doesn't want little burgers on King's Hawaiian rolls?
Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, or you take four King's Hawaiian rolls and cut them in half and make it like one big, big roll.
Mm.
And that's always also very enjoyable and entertaining, so.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
there was a chain when I was a kid. I don't know if you remember which one it was that used to make their burgers, and they would do it on, I think they called it Texas toast. So it wasn't really a bun, but it was some fairly thick bread that was toasted.
Wasn't like Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr. with it.
I don't remember, but I just remember that, and it was different. Not quite. Again, it wasn't quite what I wanted in my hamburger covering.
No, Texas toast, I mean, you know, while I don't think it's a total sin, like using focaccia, which that makes me, if you use focaccia as a burger bun, like I really don't ever want to see your establishment be your friend. I don't really want to ever come back. The worst burger I've ever had in my life was on focaccia. Focaccia is not a burger bun. I don't care what anybody tells you. I think the brioche bun, the pretzel bun, I'm like, yeah, they're stupid, but whatever. They can be fine, but no focaccia. Texas toast or Italian toast, I mean, to me, that if I have a burger on that, to me it becomes more of a patty melt.
Right, right.
That's what I'm thinking. And I love patty melt. Don't get me wrong.
Now, what about the variation that a few sandwich places do of the, like, the cheeseburger sub?
Oh, God, I love cheeseburger subs. Oh, my God. Cheeseburger subs are like one of those, like, one of God's prototypes, if you will. It's not right at all.
No, but it's so good.
Sub-delicious. Oh, my God, they're so good. They do one at George and Leon's in Westbrook. They do one at Po' Boys and Pickles in Portland. Oh, cheeseburger subs are awesome.
Yeah, our friends over at Angelo's here in Bangor make a pretty darn good one.
Oh, they're delicious.
All right, I'm hungry now, Joe. But you've got yep, bigger fish to fry or
fish
scallops to broil here tonight. But good stuff on the burgers, Joe. Have a good time. Hope the dinner goes well tonight. And, you know, maybe you can get in a basketball game while you're getting ready for it.
Yeah, I always like to, I like to go out and mess around, get a triple-double. But, you know, the thing is, I'd rather go get a triple and a double at Wendy's afterwards. I never eat these things because I'm always in full-on entertaining mode. So actually, the first thing I want after these things is a cheeseburger.
There you go. Well, have fun tonight, and we'll visit with you again next Friday. Thanks, Joe.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
That's Joe Riccio from Food Coma. Shut up and eat every Friday here on Downtown.